fucking miserable out here.
Actually, standing right here in the garage, where I'm not actually getting wet, it's not so bad. It's a little cold, a little windy, but whatever. It's the part where now I have to drive. Actually, it's not the drive this morning. That'll probably be fine. It's the drive home if it continues to rain like this or harder, which is what it sounds like it's going to do. So, my neighbor needs to clean his gutters. I actually probably do as well. Look over at that mess over there. Let's just stay home and watch the movie Hard Rain. Where they go commit crimes in a flood. The curb in front of my house is starting to collect basketballs. The kids across the street just like to leave basketballs there, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes they leave toys on my lawn and shit. And on one hand, I'm like, you know, whatever. Kids playing around the neighborhood, like, sure. But now I sit in a room, you know, it's like I moved my computer into a room that kind of looks onto the front yard a little bit. And sometimes that's a hassle. Kids, get out of here. I'm trying to fucking play Street Fighter in here. You can't... Don't look at me while I'm playing my Street Fighter. So I'm making the bearded man shoot fire out of his fists. No, he doesn't own a shirt. What of it? What's my LP now? I'm level 24 in the division. That's what my Street Fighter LP is right now. I don't know, somewhere over 1,000. I'm somewhere still in, Super Bronze? Is that the first one above Bronze? And then Ultra Bronze is above that at 1,500, I think? I got close to 1,500. But then fucked around and lost some matches and fell from that, but I'm still in Super Bronze, I guess. I guess it started resetting some people's points that they determined to be rage quitters. So, okay, sure. But yeah, I don't know, I've been playing nothing but the Division since Monday. And I'm almost done with it. Here's the thing about that game, and I know everyone who's been playing it largely knows the thing about that game by now, I'm sure. Hour 3 of that game looks almost identical to hour 25 of that game. There's, you know, there's almost no difference. You know, you're leveling up, the enemies are leveling up, so it's just kind of roughly the same difficulty all the way through. And it's a single, you know, it's a campaign game. It's not an MMO. Like, it's not generating quests in a way that, like, there's not an abundance of, like, writing in that game, I guess I would say. It's a Ubisoft game. It's like, there are going to be 10 encounters around here that are hostage scenarios, and you'll do all of them and like it, motherfucker. Or you know, or you'll do them and get things, you know, you use as currency to build up your base. And other than the part where I think that when they probably started development on that game, they had some different things in mind, and they announced it as this big online thing, so they can't really go back from that. But I don't see anything in that game that really requires it to be this big, like, oh, servers are down, so you can't play, like, that type of experience. It doesn't, you know, it's a shooter with a progression. It's not a great progression, but it's got one, and it's got 4-player co-op, period. That's it, you know, and then it's got its separate multiplayer mode where you can, you know, the catches that you can take, the loot you get there, back into the single player mode, or back into the campaign if you're good enough. Like, they're two separate experiences that, like, I don't know. It seems like this game could have just been, like, engineered differently in a more friendly way. Friendly to consumers. Friendly to, you know, people who are playing it. And they could have sidestepped a lot of this server stuff. Oh, well, I guess, I don't know. Like, at the same time, I guess I didn't really have a problem with, other than at launch when it was a little shaky, Diablo 3 is the same thing, you know? Like, it's technically connected all the time, I guess. So this game is Diablo 3, only with way less variety, I guess. And I kind of like it, but it's not great. And I'm going to go inside this gas station and buy a drink. So you marinate on that for a minute, and I'll be back. My phone says 63 minutes to work. Traffic is normal right now. That'd be nice. I have my doubts. I bought trail mix. Something back there, but what? There's too much rain on my camera. I can't see what's actually back there. It seems okay. Okay. I woke up with a real bad headache. And I forgot to take anything for it before I left. So I'm hoping that it's just the sort of thing that caffeine will somehow fix. Oh, I missed this light. Okay, well, it is now fucking trillion degrees in this car. Holy shit. Played Stardew Valley. No, I haven't had time. I think that game looks really great. I think Stardew Valley looks awesome, and I know I would like it. I know I would like that game. But I just haven't had time, and I just don't know if I can afford to get sucked into something like that right now. Also, I'm not really sure I like the way it handles, like, time and energy as a resource. Like, I'm just not, you know, it seems like a game I would like to enjoy at, like, a leisurely pace. And, you know, stroll around, explore the town, do stuff. And having so much of it be like this race against the clock of like, okay, gotta do this, gotta do this. Like, just seems too stressful. It's not what I'm after. Think about like a, you know, Animal Crossing or like a, what, like Rune Factory or something. Hang out, be cool, you know? Yeah, I know you can take multiple days to do things, but there's still that, like, well, okay, I have this much time before I need to be back in this part of town to go to bed on time, or else, like, the energy reduction becomes a hassle in a separate way, or it's like, yeah. All of it becomes just an impact on efficiency, you know? I know you still kind of just do whatever, but, like, the presence of those mechanics turns it into, like, whether you like it or not, it, you know, it just kind of adds a little bit of that crunch to it that I kind of, I don't know, whatever. I want to play it. I want to play it real bad. It looks fucking great. People who will like The Division the most are people who like to have games on while they talk to other people. Like, that's, it's the sort of game where, like, the game is good enough. Like, it doesn't, you know, like, the game's not great. It's very standard. Like, you know, whatever, you get a handful of guns, they all are roughly the same from, as you level through the progression, like, the differences are not that major. The enemies you face don't really change up that dramatically. But if you just want, like, something that is, like, it's totally okay across the board. And for people that I think that just want, like, a game to play with their friends, and they play, they engage, like, that way with a lot of this stuff, where they're like, oh, well, you know, like, the four of us are going to get on this voice chat and talk, and this gives us, yes, something to do with your hands while you're having that nightly fucking discussion about the events of the day or whatever. Like, that's the division, you know? And there are a lot of games that can fill that role, and games that I think are, like, better than that. And that's the thing. Like, you get a lot of, you know, there'll be people that get angry, you know, when reviews go up that say stuff similar to that, or say that, like, this game is boring. They're like, no, me and my friends had a blast. We shot our way through it, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, okay. Like, really break it down here. How much of the enjoyment came from, like, you were doing a thing and working together with friends who you play all your games with? Like, at some point, you have to try to remove that part of the experience in a review to some extent, because not every player is going to have that. Or, yeah, like, you know, the idea of, like, well, you know, I just listen to podcasts the whole time. The Division is a fine game for listening to podcasts the whole time, because the story stuff that I've encountered thus far has been, well, there's not a lot of it, and it's just ineffective. It's there, you know? But, you know, like, I think the shooting is fun enough, and I think that it looks really nice, and I think the story missions are all right. It's a game, like, you know what that game is? You know what that game, you know what would make that game better? Is if it was a sequel to 50 Cent Blood on the Sand. Now, hear me out. Not most games, you can make them better by making them a sequel to 50 Cent Blood on the Sand, but it is every bit that type of, like, Gears of War-ish, like, knockoff third-person cover shooter kind of thing that used to totally exist in bulk back when Gears first got big. Like, this, it feels like a, this feels like an Xbox 360 game, you know? This feels like Killswitch, feels like, you know, 50 Cent, it feels like, that Terminator game, that, you know, the Wanted game, but without the bullet-curving mechanics, you know? It's just like, here's another third-person cover shooter with a lot of stuff from Gears. Or a lot of stuff that Gears popularized, not necessarily stuff that Gears invented, you know? And there aren't as many of those now. And this is, in some ways, The Division feels like this weird throwback to, like, that era of, like, here's a game that is, you know, not as awesome mechanically as the best games in this genre. The thing The Division does differently is it has its own hook, right? It tries to hang its head on, hang its hat on this, like, online stuff and the Dark Zone stuff, which is the online stuff, you know, the way they try to, like, frame the online in that game as, like, something that kind of permeates the entire experience, I just think it's, like, false. You know? Like, you can... It's four-player co-op. Like, you never... That game would be markedly better if you were just, like, doing some side mission shit and some other dudes rolled up and, like, started helping you. You know? Like, if there were other human players in the campaign world. Like, those sort, or just, you know, or if you were running along and shit happened. Because a lot of the time you're just running from place to place and nothing happens. And that's really weird. Like, a lot of that game is barren in a way that it doesn't make sense. You know, you're running from one side mission to the next side mission, and along the way, maybe you see three guys to shoot. And that's really weird to me. That's the part where I'm just like, what? You know, what was the actual vision for this thing? Because you built this big city, and, you know, you populate the, you know, you can look at the map after you fill it out with side missions, after you, you know, climb the tower, basically, of going to the safe house and holding down a button, which is the new climbing the tower, and it puts all the side missions on your map for that district, and there aren't that many. So, whatever, you're running from one of them to the next one, and, like, nothing really happens along the way. And it's stuff where, like, you know, like, the size of that world, like, initially people thought it seemed small. Like, I'm coming away from it now going, like, man, this, what if this game didn't have an open world at all and it was just a campaign? That'd probably be a better game, in a weird way. It's Army of Two without as many buddy mechanics, you know? Right down to letting you put different things on the muzzle of your gun to reduce or increase threat, just like Army of Two. And, yeah, it's... And, you know, like, the Dark Zone stuff is different, and I think the Dark Zone stuff is pretty unique. Like, there are things that do similar things in terms of, like, co-op that turns adversarial and back again and all that sort of stuff. Like, that stuff's really interesting, but then, it, you know, then that basically requires you to group up, which, you know, playing with random people in that environment's not... doesn't seem great. I think if they took the mechanics of the Dark Zone stuff and mapped it onto the entire game, it would be a better game. It would be a different game. It would be a game that a lot of people would find frustrating because they would have players fucking their shit up all the time. But it would be a better, it would be a way more interesting game. Twists and turns that they must have encountered along the way in developing that game. You almost have to wonder if the release of Destiny like solidified a lot of design stuff in the Division, like, real late. Like, oh, people like that. Let's just... Okay, we've been working on this other stuff that's way harder. Let's just scale it down and do what that thing does, because then we can actually ship it. You know. Have to look at the timetable and figure out where the timelines all line up and stuff like that, but it's... I will say, I went back and watched that first, like, there's, like, 7 minutes of gameplay from like, was it, like, E3 2013? And a lot of the current game is reflected in that video. There's a lot of UI differences, and you know, some of the abilities seem to work differently or whatever, but, like, by and large, that kind of is the game they made. Except for the tablet stuff, I guess. Which, at that point, they, you know, everyone thought that that was going to be a thing that people wanted to do. And... I think the reality is that no one actually wants to really... Like, not that many people actually want to do that. Like, the Fallout 4 tablet and phone integration was actually pretty good, because it helped make it made the UI better, you know? Offloading it to that second screen. But, like, that Need for Speed stuff. that shit was dumb. Like, oh, here are the other players in my session. I'm going to tap on their name and then, I don't know, give them turbo or take away turbo. Like, why do I even care if they have turbo or not? It's not like I'm in a race with that person. They're just driving around doing shit. Like, who am I? What asshole am I? Just going to like, ah, fuck you. Trail mix is pretty good. I was hungry. I got my iPad back and working. Managed to log in and re-up my data plan. So, I'm not actually sure what happened. It just stopped working at the beginning of this week. And, or the, you know, it's just like, hey, you have no cellular data. You want to buy some? I'm like, fuck. What? No. What? No. And my old phone, like, my password stuff wasn't working. Like, the whole thing just took a big shit. So whatever, I was able to get logged back into my account on their website, and it looks like that they just expired my plan completely. And my credit card expired also, but my credit card expired like over a year ago, the one they had on file, and they kept charging it. So I'm not really sure what the... So I had to basically, like, sign up for, like, a new data plan on that account, and I'm not sure. I guess the good news is that data seems to be cheaper now. I can't really tell. Before I had 2 gigs a month for $30. I chose 2 gigs, but now it says 2 gigs and it bills me every 2 months, and it's $35. Which will probably not be enough data to do this stream twice a day, 5 days a week. So when it expires again, I will bump up to the next tier. I just want to make sure that, like, they're saying the data expires in 2 months, and I want to make sure that that's not still being billed monthly. The language was not super clear. Raining like a motherfucker. I'm guessing that they renewed the flash flood warning that was supposed to have expired last night, but this is the next storm from that one, which is apparently way harder and going to last all the way through the weekend, so I would not be surprised to see some flooded roads up here, but it did say the traffic was normal when I got in the car, so maybe they're handling it. fucked up out here. I can't really see. It's fine. Cool. Do a little hydroplaning. Why not? Fucking serious. Holy shit. Damn. want to eat this trail mix in peace. The rain will not let me. That trail mix for later. Right where the road normally floods in this direction of the freeway, and it's actually okay. Wonder if they've taken steps to actually correct that problem. sign just says, slow down. Oh, okay. 45 mile in Arizona. Okay. It's like they just, like, really just set up a one of those LED signs, one of those electronic signs, and just program it to say, slow down! Time for the Golden Gate Bridge. It should be fine, but sometimes when the weather gets like this, it gets really windy on the bridge, too, so you just never quite know what to expect. It'll probably be okay. So good. Let's see what's on the radio.
Steven in Oakland, good morning.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Forever tuned and they won't stop. Like hip hop keeps growing, sick and showing. Scratches and matches, business
money to your taxes worldwide. You can start stocks and diamond rocks. Caution, wet road. No shit. Thanks. I had no idea. Yeah, Trail Mix. Trail Mix won't stop at the stoplight. Let's go.
Got me fucking with Jesus. You know the drama that bring. I got niggas in Westside County. faster. More like D-Bot when he was 60. Let me show my paint that picture. Now we got the juice. Niggas is nuts, though. I'll take off your boots. Leave your ass stretched out like a Cadillac coupe. God, God, let me in heaven. All the shit I've been through. I was OG in the hood before I turned 22. Homie, I let the gun get special. Went through that mess and I don't contemplate whether or not he left the shit on the dress. I've got Compton on my back. I'm starting to feel the pressure. I'm lyrically OG rapping. Straight back. You can take a look in my eyes. You see, I be a gangster till I die. That California grind that got me so high. Ain't never when you from, nigga, what's right, what's right. You can take a look in my eyes. You see, I be a gangster till I die. That California grind that got me so high. Ain't never when you from,
nigga, what's right, what's right. The rain is keeping people away. Like, traffic was not so bad today or yesterday. There weren't a lot of people on the roads. So I wonder if everyone heard all the flood warnings and everything, and they're like, fuck that. I am working from home. If we weren't doing live shows yesterday and today, I probably would have done that. Probably would be done with a division review by now if I'd done that, but you know, whatever. Had multiple meetings about E3. That's where my head is at.
Boom, bitch, chest. I never knew a nigga really wanted to die. Said he been instead of looking me eye to eye. Then I knew he was truly through.
right. Trapped in this tunnel. It's only one thing to do. Crack this tall can open. Still in this tunnel. Still in this tunnel. This minivan or SUV or whatever the fuck this thing is in front of me has a sticker on the back window that says "Baby in Car" and a little picture of like a little cartoonish baby thing. And like, what? I don't recognize that. Like, get the fucking full-on baby on board fucking sticker. If that's information you feel the need to convey it in the fucking universally accepted way. Your alternative fucking messaging. What the fuck's that even mean? Baby in car. I don't know what that means. Baby on board, that I get. Fucking the baby on board stuff is, well, not that you ever see those anymore, but what a dumb thing. What's that even saying? Hey, of all the cars you hope to not hit today, try to not hit this one slightly more. Like, fucking what? I mean, really, all you're doing is giving a clear indication to, like, human traffickers. Like, hey, if you're looking for babies to, like, introduce into a world of forced servitude, you could start here. This is prime pickings. If you're walking around this parking lot looking in windows. If you're a baby stealer.
Hey, did what's your name and get at you yesterday?
Who?
These nuts. Aw,
shut up, nigga.
But I want to ask you one question.
Just a fossil like a motherfucker crawling and shit. Got containers on your leader and your fire, bitch. Go off, show off my face. is back on track. With big money, big guns, and a big fat chronic sack.
So dad, step up on the ass and give these motherfuckers a blast from the past.
Taking these dads out of the cut with some shit that I wrote with my nigga D.I.E. So you know I must be dope, but rat tat 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 that ass. Start statting with Drake, make way for the AK that I grant.
Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the old JKs.
What?
This dick. Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the old JKs.
What?
This dick.
I'm gonna be up.
Turn up the beat and make it sweet. Album 4 is or.
Prepare to surrender yourselves, children.
Hydro. Udo. Ha. Coco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are we, ladies?
All day.
Where are we, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Now these doors don't open till after dark. And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts.
Yeah, me and my crew had to be in by 10. Right before the fun was about to
yo,
begin.
Yo, yo, one bitten, Gavin George. Trying to take the picture and kids be bullshitting. I see they flaws. Too many rappers, not enough cause for me to pause. Love my shitty drawers to find it. Criminal minded, put my life behind it. You niggas find it hard to swallow poison in the bottle.
She too sexy.
So I gotta watch you bad bitches. Too many tricks that can give a dick a bad sickness.
Excuse me, I'm trying to earn me a bucket too. The LMC step in.
And who the fuck are you?
Doc, start bumping, bumping MOP. To catch a nigga getting gas, putting 10 on 3.
The ruckus.
With the mic, I blast men on sight. So off the hook, I landed bell, had to go on strike. Doc did it. Let the boys come AMG. A 2020 vision comes to me for being so high.
I be the street soldier. Annie up, pull them panties up, party's over. In the cut, slapping grudges off the nigga's shoulder. Bring it rough like the wildcat of Villanova. Hot as fuck, broke a sofa. Swally bumper, low controller of the universe. Stola, cola to cola. Cap, grab your hoodie hat. I'll in the staff, keep the cat running for the gap. In store,
right? Cups rolling how I left. Woo! Stage dive, made a mistake, kick FOI. Hey yo, hold up, keeping a dope show like Marilyn. Manson, the hands I'll be stashed in the paneling. Jersey drive, son, watch me whip it like midget. Nigga ain't at home plating, piss on your picnic.
Don't nobody move,
don't nobody start flitching. Limo driver, roll up the fucking partition.
Who the niggas that be rolling the tie high as a guy? Getting pussy all night.
Well, alright, yeah. Well, who the cats you can call on when you wanna brawl?
Get drunk as hell.
So on.
Well, alright, yo.
Yo, it's folk knock up in the house.
Well, alright, yo.
Yo,
hot bitch up in the house.
Well, alright, yo. Rick's the stat, hold it down.
Well, alright, yo.
Yo,
man, dick up in your mouth.
Did it before, I'll do it again. Snatch bars to the ignition, I'm screwing it in.
Hey, yo, we
6 o'clock in 10 seconds. What? I'll be the first one on the floor at your weather reception. Before I gather around and act annoyed. Bring the trouble T-Roy to earlobes, keloid.
Terminator 2.
Doc after Sarah Khan for the gravel bonds.
Am I on?
To Cal, you're on.
Got these slim pickings on my jaw thickens. I pack a Mac to make your back stiffer. Flip the script, I act different. The eyeball, keep your distance. Warning y'all, you don't listen. Bitching over shit you ain't getting. So finally, putting in work, the big hurt. MC with the social disease, I get it first. Enemies, fill my energies. 4 centuries of anger, remember me?
The feel, nigga.
Two ghetto fabulous, rhythm sharp and hazardous. Figure with bad habit, can't hold his liquor. Speed like a millipede. Hotness, sir. Contemplating non-fiction on loose leaves. Paragraphs, 100 degrees, my pen bleeds. Showing you the pain I feel from holding these. Black thoughts deep-rooted. Nowadays, they come with batteries included in wicked ways.
All the niggas that be rolling them tie high as a cop. Getting pussy or die. Alright, yeah. Well, who the cats you can call on when you wanna roll?
Get drunk as hell.
So on.
Well, alright,
yeah. It's for Biggie in the
house. Well, alright,
yeah.
Fat Biggie, no doubt.
Well, alright, y'all. Bricks the stack, hold it down.
Well, alright, y'all.
Yeah.
Man, pick up in your bag.
Alright, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
S-I-N-Y, I'm a
What is this dude doing? All right.
I met a man. He was a good man. Sailing and shoring. Dancing with it, I can't live. Making the foreign. Oh, yeah.
All right. I made it. Somehow. Everybody have a good Friday. Yeah, we got a live show at some point today. Too. East Coast might be doing something. I don't know. The East Coast made that stuff just went up. Factorio and all that stuff. Anyway, I'll see you later. Have a good day.